Thank you, committee. The question was around gender-based violence and possible increases in that area. One of the issues we're seeing at the moment is whilst there are statements of things like this being addressed by the government, they're very shallow. They don't actually go to the root issues. And we see there as being a retrogression in government policy in this area, including reduction in funding to initiatives that would prevent and respond to sexual and gender-based violence. We've seen an intention from police to attend fewer family harm call-outs, and also there's been an ending of a review into a safety-focused regulatory review of online services before it had been completed. So there's lots of changes like this which have the effect of compounding the persisting high rates of violence in New Zealand, and our concern is at the moment that instead of progressing things are going backwards in that area. And because we already have these ingrained issues affected, that we expect that will continue.
Can you hear me? I'll try moving. Yeah, I'll try that. Yeah, that one's green. Yeah.
Apologies, thank you. I think where I was at was that because there's been this retrogression, we expect that the existing disproportionate impact on Māori and Pacific women, disabled women, will be increased over that time. I can give you some statistics that there's been which I think the member was referring to, a 49% increase in family harm investigations recorded by police in the year to June 2023, and over 90% of sexual violence we still expect is not reported to police. Thank you.